Hey, and welcome back, bipolar trucker, cruising up Interstate 41, going up into Milwaukee. It's snowing. Why the fuck is it snowing? It's March. That shit could just go away at this point. I like snow, man. It's fun. Makes my job a little interesting sometimes, but it could go away. It's March, man. Can we all agree that it takes more time to get from point A to point B, so it's a pain in your ass, right? Anyhow, man, I wanted to talk about team driving. I know that nowadays a lot of companies like to pair people up with the logbook regulations the way they are. It's probably the way of the future until trucks drive themselves, in which case, we're all fucked. But until then, they're going to be looking for team drivers. Now, this might be awesome for some people, but I'm going to tell you about my experience, and it was not fucking good. A buddy of mine, Freddie, he was starting this company. He had borrowed some money from his grandfather and bought 3 trucks. And he wanted my friend Tony and myself to run team in one. And it seemed like a great fucking plan, man. Like, me and Tony are... we're tight, you know, and I enjoy hanging out with him, and I think he enjoys hanging out with me. We thought it was going to be fucking awesome, you know, travel the country, make money, hit some casinos, you know, have some fun, you know. But what it was a recipe for anxiety. So, like, for me, it's hard to sleep with the truck moving down the road, man. I mean, and this motherfucker drives fast, and I'm not gonna say he's careless, he's a good driver, man. He's a good driver, but he drives fast, and it feels like there's a pothole about every 5 feet when you're laying in the bump. Truck moving, you know. I believe it was about the same experience for him. I mean, eventually you'd get so tired that you would get some sleep, man. But the only way we could do it was to drive maybe like 4 or 5 hours at a time, and then switch and take naps, which is completely fucking counterintuitive to, you know, keeping a legal logbook. But you know, man, I'll tell you what, if I can't run team with that dude, I just can't run team, you know. He's laid back, he's a cool dude, but man, I started getting irritated because I've got some OCD problems with cleanliness and shit, you know. I'm the type of motherfucker that irons a white tee, you know. I mean, and that's not his fault, right? But he's not that type of dude. He's real laid back. Being laid back like that lends itself pretty well to just not caring about having a thing or two laying around, you know. And but I don't like anything out of place at any time. I can't find the shit. I'm not smart enough to just be fucking throwing shit around in my truck. I'll never remember. It's got to go back wherever, you know, wherever it goes. But anyway, man, over time, the anxiety, the tension starts to build as less and less sleep comes. And then one day we're on our way down to Laredo, right? And it's well over 100 degrees that day, man. I don't know, you know, by well over, I mean maybe like 105, maybe even 110. I mean, it was hot as fuck. And anyway, we had to get down there to get to a dealership and buy a blower motor, you know, so we can install it ourselves. And on the way down there, the tension just started to boil over. And at one point, we were arguing about truck cleanliness and how, which one of us had a problem. And he told me, he's like, "Hey man, pull this motherfucker over, dude, and I'm gonna beat your ass for you." And the type of person I am, I whipped that motherfucker into the first rest area that I saw, and we jumped out, ran ready to box. Ready to fucking box, dude. And then, from being in that truck with all that heat coming off the motor and shit, a little breeze picked up and we're covered in sweat, and that fucking breeze hit us and both of us just stopped in our tracks and smiled and started laughing, you know. We were literally getting ready to box over fucking nothing. And we're laughing, and then all of a sudden, at the same time, we realize that the truck is rolling away. The dumb motherfucker driving, who was me, forgot to set the parking brake as I jumped out to box the grown man. So we're chasing this fucking truck, and it wasn't very much of a grade, you know, but it was enough. We're chasing this truck, trying to stop it before it rolls out into fucking traffic from the end of this damn rest area. And I jump in and hit the brakes, get it stopped about 20 feet from the interstate. Pull the handle, and we just commence to fucking die and laugh, you know. And the next day, I got a flight back to Nashville, and he started driving solo. But man, that's, to me, that's what team driving is, man. It's cramming two motherfuckers into a small space. I mean, like, it's prison, and I can't deal with it. I mean, there's probably people out there that can. I mean, I know there is, because I see guys all the time that seem pretty fucking happy running team, you know, but you gotta know what type of person you are. I mean, I like people, you know, I'm gonna phrase it, I love people, man, but I don't wanna be crammed into a box, man, and you can keep your fucking dog out of here, too, you know. I can't deal with it. I got two dogs at home, and I can't run team with a fucking dog, let alone a person. But I really think this is where everything's going as far as trucking is. I'm constantly seeing bigger and bigger bonuses being thrown out to teams. You know, more power to you if you can do it, you know. But they're going to expect that truck to keep moving, you know. And what that means is, you're not running around seeing the country, man. You're not, like, as a solo driver, dude, I get time to fuck off, you know, honestly. You know, I get close to where I gotta be and find a truck stop or a Walmart or something. Jump on Netflix or fuck with the iPad. You know, I'm always doing something to wind down at the end of my day. You know, I really couldn't imagine putting another human being in my truck, you know. And but that being said, if you can do it, man, no more power to you, because that's going to give you more power. I mean, they need teams. saw somebody yesterday. I think it was Transport America offering a $30,000 bonus for a team. That's $15,000 per driver, paid out at $220 a day. I was like, what the fuck? $220 per day they're gonna pay you on top of your mileage as a bonus until you get to that $15,000 mark. That's how much they need teams, man. Because, you know, truth be told, man, dispatch can only do so much. These companies, they don't understand. They want their shit when they want it, where they want it, you know. An example, the load I picked up yesterday, it had a 1700 appointment for pickup, right? 550 miles away, it had a 9 a.m. delivery appointment. That fucking math don't even work, okay? Because it's a food warehouse. You can't sleep there, right? So even if I had the hours, which I didn't, by the way, I didn't have the hours to drive that far. You know, I'd already made deliveries and shit. I drove to one pickup that didn't work out for some reason. Long story, but so I had to go to a different load. Now, that being said, man, do the math, and I pick up loads like this all the time.
In 10 miles, continue on to I-41 North.
This shit is, it's probably not going to stop. Like, the customers aren't going to care about us. But the thing is, they got to realize is that they're not going to get their shit, right? Because even if you did have the hours, right? So let's say you pick that bitch up at 5 o'clock, so you get out of there at 6 o'clock, right? So you show up for your appointment, you get out of there at, so show up 1700, get out of there 1800, and you head for Wisconsin, 500 some odd miles away, okay? And you drive through the night, and you get there, you're gonna get there at, let's see, let's call it 9 hours, it's closer to 8, but let's just call it 9, because you never know what's gonna happen. You got 6 p.m., 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You're going to get there at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? And you're going to park not on premises, because there's no place to park. How the fuck are you going to deliver that shit at 9 a.m.? And not turn your computer off or some shit. It's not gonna happen. And that's exactly why they're gonna go with teams. And my problem with that is I feel like they're gonna have teams on a lot of these loads that, like that. So instead of just being straight up with the customers and saying, hey, look, here's the deal, man. We can only take stuff that a guy, that one guy can do legally, you know? I mean, we can't put a team on a 500 mile run, you know? And if they did put a team on it, what are they gonna do? They're not gonna make any money if they're running 500 mile runs all night long. It doesn't make sense. And but I think that's what's gonna have to happen. So it's you know, no problem. No problem for, you know, if you want to put a team on it, but you don't have to pay these motherfuckers. They're only going to be getting, as a team, if they're only going to be getting 500-600 miles a day as a team, you better pay them $1 a mile, you know, 75 cents a mile or some shit. I've seen places offering 60 cents a mile. start charging the fuck out of the people that ship. And it's gonna have to happen. We can't continue down the road of giving the service away. Because then the only people that really suffer is us, the drivers. That's who they take money from. That's who they expect to work more and have less time at home. I don't know what the solution is, but I don't know if we got to change the way that we do trucking, but that's exactly why I know that autonomous trucks are coming. Because a truck don't have a logbook, the driver does. Trucks don't get tired, drivers do. And they're going to eliminate us. And I don't know what the time frame is on that, but I'm trying to get it while I can. And I suggest all you guys out there in this business do the same thing. And I also suggest, going to school online or doing something to try to better yourself, because what's going to happen is that day is going to come and we're not going to be prepared. So get prepared for that shit. Be ready to move into something else. That shit can happen virtually overnight. But I think that we're probably 10 years away, but the fuck do I know? I don't know anything. I'm not informed, not in the loop. I don't even understand why my truck does what it does, let alone if it was autonomous. All I know is how to maintain this bitch and how to drive it. I guess the autonomous trucks will even do that better than me. But until then, I'm gonna continue ripping up these roads and cashing checks. It's a bipolar trucker, bitch. I'm out.